On today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Passion, we learned that on the Hellmouth, saying I love you is a death sentence. My name is James.
I'm Tavia.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is What the Hellmouth.
What's up, guys? Like we said, this is What the Hellmouth, and I've just got one question. I don't really want to know about your weeks, but I do want to know. Is James's Apartment Lil Wayne's third album released July 23rd, 2002? Because this is also 500 degrees. It's hot as fuck in this house. James, Anissa, how were your weeks?
It doesn't matter, guys, because I want to get into this episode.
Yeah, that's, I guess, nothing important happened during my week.
It's also been just a few days since we last did an episode.
Yeah, we're kind of just doing it whenever because we're running out of time because James won't let me come to his house when I have drains in. And if I don't, you just won't see the season finale for a month. You know, my headphones, something's up with them.
What?
They sound really muffled. They sound really muffled, bro.
Can you like...
I don't know. They're weird. It's fine.
No, I turned them down slightly because you were being very quiet. And
no,
I know
fine.
If you can hear yourself very good, you start getting like really quiet.
Like, it sounds like I have a cold, but I know I don't. It's fine. Hey, does my voice sound deeper?
I am going to be listening to the Mostly Speaking Sentai episode 4 you did to see and then do each one to see if it's gotten exponentially lower.
It's funny because we talked about this earlier. The episode of Mostly Speaking Sentai I did makes me want to kill myself. Every time I hear it, I'm like, why did it? Like, it sounded like I was like chewing on peanuts or something. Like, I was like, yeah, you know, I don't have a dad.
You were also...
Yeah, I was so scared to do it. I was really sweaty. I feel like I had never met Nicole, even though I had.
That just the first word you said when I'm like, hey, this...
Tell
I'm
me
introducing
more things about
you,
myself.
And then... You just go, we work together, James.
Yeah, I was super nervous. And look at me now, talking about my porn addiction and my drug addiction and all the addictions I have. Maybe I should be more timid.
No, never say that ever. But guys, this episode, can I say one note? It's my last note.
I'd like to say my first note. This episode is so good. This is my second favorite episode of the series. Second only to the musical episode. This is the second best episode of the series. Of 144 episodes, this ranks at number 2.
I'm glad you said this note because that ties in.
This is the worst episode you've seen.
Nope. TC was right. This episode was, it kind of started out a little like, oh, fuck. But God,
don't
that
you ever
last.
Don't doubt me in your
that,
life.
I mean, there's been a lot of experience of.
Okay, thanks
oh,
for
fuck.
That.
We forgot to also introduce our guest. Let me do this real quick. That last fight scene where when Giles comes
let
in.
Let me talk about the episode real quick.
Grabs
we'll get to
it
you.
And just beats him. Oh, my God. We'll get into it more with our good friend. Hey, guys. He's been a fantastic listener, a big fan of the podcast. I do a podcast with him called Hit It and Crit It. He's a D&D dungeon master, and TC thinks it's just dice and improv, which it is.
Yeah, like I respect everything you guys enjoy doing. That just don't sound like it's for me. But like, I mean, I do stuff that like my friends probably wouldn't want to do.
Yeah, like get real drunk and forget things.
Jesus Christ.
I forget a lot of things. I really had to tone down my drinking.
Hey, welcome in our fantastic friend, Corey King.
You might know him as Corey. You might know him as Lil Corey. You might know him as Baby Corey. Or maybe I just call him that. Is it just me? Have I ever called you that in person? Is it weird?
No, it's endearing.
Cool. I'm going to call you Baby Corey.
That's me.
How could you hear that voice and not want to call him a baby?
That
wasn't an insult. You know, when it played back in my head, I was like, but it wasn't supposed to be.
It's okay.
You're
I think
baby
only,
Corey.
Only my dad's experienced that last bit. So it's fine. Don't worry.
I forgot what I said. I don't have a dad either.
Yay.
Hell yeah, baby Corey.
Yeah.
Very sad.
They
oh
high
my
five.
God. So Father's Day is coming up and Fan just sent me an email and they were like, how well do you know dad? And I was like, you know I don't. I was so offended that I went into the email and unsubscribed from it. I was like, you will never hurt me again. Damn, y'all. They said, how well do you know dad? I was like, Ooh, you got me, Fanchez.
What is this?
Fanchez, so you buy like, titties are rolling sweat. Jesus, help me. This might be the hottest it's ever been in your house.
Yeah, that's why we
need... I feel like I'm on a beach, but the beach sucks.
That's why we need an AC unit. Hey, guys.
Is this
MLM
Rainbow
Pod.
Beach? Is there glass on the floor?
I don't know what that means.
Rainbow Beach is a beach in Chicago that has glass all in the sand.
Uh-oh.
But I think actually pretty much any beach in Chicago is like that. And then if you wait long enough, gunshots.
Why would they have glass in the sand?
Because I think that like people just go to the beach and they drink and then like you step on the glass and then it's like, don't
when
take your sandals off.
Sounds like a poor
sand,
marketing
it makes
decision.
Glass.
I just, it's probably going to be one of those things like when I lock the door, I just thought that like beaches sometimes like people go and usually people of color and they leave their glass and now I feel bad.
That could also be it.
Oh, you think people of color are messy?
Oh my fucking God.
Cool, thanks, James.
No.
You heard it here first, folks.
Sorry.
James thinks black people are slobs.
When you were talking about this, I was expecting white people to be leaving their trash around, especially
white
broken
people just
around.
Do that in the water. Yeah, white people don't go to Rainbow Beach, James.
I don't know where Rainbow Beach is.
Because you're white.
It sounds like a
I
Super Mario level.
I also don't like
level.
Beaches.
It does sound like a Super Mario level.
Yeah.
It's like, I like beaches, but only like, I like going in the water till it's like at my calves. I like when my calves are real ashy when I leave.
Beaches are gross.
I almost drowned one time at a...
Me too.
Well, I've almost drowned several times, but one time I was at a... It was also the dunes, but we went and I remember we were... It's just, you go to a... I don't know, wherever we were, the time changes. So whichever neighboring state is a time change. We were there. What is it called? Something Dunes. Warren Dunes.
Sure.
Nobody. So
sure.
We would go every year at the end of band camp. And that was like our celebration of like, we're a good band. We were a terrible band. And we went one year and like our friends and I were like, we were just getting in the water, having a good time. And we went like in the deep end. So like it's at my shoulders and then like waves were coming in, but they were real tiny. And I remember we were playing a game. We were like, wave. And then we'd all pretend to run away. And then like one time my tallest friend was like, wave. And I looked over and I was like, oh, dear God. The wave was so tall. And I was like, what? But like I was seriously screaming. But of course, my mouth is wide open. So the water like pushes over me. And I was like, so just my arms are out. And then my tall friend lifted me. And like had me up as high as he could get me. And then they were like, are you okay? But we had just gone to like the food court. So I had just had like mozzarella sticks. So I'm just on my friend's shoulders. And I was like, and they were like, don't puke, don't puke, don't puke. And I was like, I want to get out of the water now. And then I stayed out of the water for the rest of the trip.
Hey, Franklin's here.
Hello,
hey, Franklin.
Frank.
What up, Frank? Did you like this episode?
Because
if you didn't, I'm
going
to kill your roommate. Okay, to be clear, I mean James. Well, Franklin, I better hear a meow soon.
He doesn't meow unless he wants food or hugs.
That sucks for you.
Aww,
don't please don't
precious.
Hit me or kill me.
I would never hit or kill you.
I
might hit it
and
crit it though.
Ooh,
I would not.
Shit. Did I tell the name of the podcast?
You sure did,
buddy. Okay, good. Thank God. Please listen to it. Also, tell a fucking friend about this podcast.
Yeah.
This episode, guys. This episode. It's just I'm going to say, I don't think that there are many things just overall across the board that are better written than this episode. This episode alone, I think if you showed this to someone who had never seen the show, they'd watch the series.
The first part without the second part is corny. I just thought, oh, this is dumb. He's leaving letters, but God,
the great
does it pay
thing,
off.
Yeah, it's such good
build. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I was so wet this whole episode. And not like, just like, I just had too much adrenaline. And my body was like, I mean, I guess we're going to get wet. I should probably see a sex therapist. Something's wrong.
Yeah, it was actually building a lot of tension. Because I was on the same thing that I thought the letters were a little kind of dumb. But,
Corey.
Huh?
Have you ever seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
Based off this episode, would you watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Yeah, I would, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's
like, imagine if he had watched any of the episodes we've had guests for before.
I mean, Nicole might love the show. She was high as fuck watching it.
Yeah. Did you say horrible?
No, she laughed.
Oh.
But the shaman one that...
A woman.
Yes. And what was the
we
one
you,
that...
AJ.
What was the one that the boys watched?
Out of Mind, Out of Sight. Dear God, what a drag that episode was.
It ends so poorly, we never get... That never comes up again.
Literally. The episode comes up again. We never hear about the girl again, though.
I always forget that the invisible girl went there.
FBI people came back, I thought.
No, I think that was just the police were talking to the principal, which, oh my God, Willow mentioned the principal, and...
Yeah. But we didn't have to see him.
Yes. And it made me remember how much we hate that dude.
All right. But we got to get into it. We got to get into this episode. Ooh. So the first scene when they're dancing, my first note says, Xander dances like a cracker. Like, not even a white man. Xander dances like the like white friend you have that's like, he's a joke. And he's a if there was a white person that like did everything you see black people make memes about white people, like you like, oh, you know this nigga don't wash his legs in the shower. And also he mayonnaise by the spoonful. And also he danced like this. It would be a gif of the dance Xander was doing at the Bronx.
Oh, we got to make that.
There was so much shoulder movement.
And leg.
So much like... Almost the Elaine, angular. Like a subdued Elaine is what Xander was doing.
That's just like 90s parties, though, I feel like. That's what TV's taught me, though, is they all do this weird wriggling.
Yeah. Corey, how old are you?
Totally.
About to be 22.
Wow. He is younger than me. You really are a little baby Corey.
I am. I'm the littlest.
I have to ask you to leave. I hate when people are younger than me. You need to get the hell out.
Okay. Frank's younger than you.
Get out of here.
See you,
Come
Corey.
Back here. We need a guest.
So one of my favorite things about the episode is how little Xander was in it. Because Xander is actually just as bad a boyfriend as he is a friend. Like Cordelia starts off talking about, like Tavia said it during the episode, that she's talking about how scared she is that Angel has like access to her car and stuff. And he's making like snide jokes about it. And it's like, well, I mean, you're acting like he's not a blood-sucking demon that has access to your girlfriend. Like, have a little, I don't know, compassion.
I would agree. He was being such a... I haven't experienced how awful he was firsthand.
Ooh. And very
this
awful.
Was... What a shitty person. Why do they let them hang out with them?
But I also appreciate that in this episode, every time he would say something, you could see that Cordelia was annoyed with him. Like, it's nice that, like, they do little things to be like, oh, everybody acknowledges he's a piece of shit, but, like, he's just a piece of shit friend.
And I would have liked to see another actor try to actually land jokes the way that I think they were intending them to.
He deadpans them, and he's not a deadpan character.
Yeah, he's a fucking goofy.
Yeah, and
so he needs to just be goofy, a goofy that way. Yeah. I think that they try to write him as witty, and then the way that he actually acts it out is not, it's not good enough.
It comes
enough.
Off as like awkward
and mean.
Stupid. Yeah.
Like it comes off as like mean. Like he's very petty, very like at the very end when he's doing that whole I told you so speech.
Oh my fuck.
It's like now's not the fucking time. It's not the time.
Yeah.
If someone literally just died and he's fucking rubbing everyone's noses.
He's like,
I
told you guys I didn't like him because, you know, Buffy let him fuck and not me. Like, you crybaby bitch. Yeah. Like, get the fuck out of here.
This is Anthony Head's favorite episode. It's Giles' favorite episode.
Yeah, because Giles came with the fucking heat.
God, and oh my, that crying scene between those two, I almost started
when
crying.
Willow and Buffy, I put that note. I almost cried when Willow cried, but I didn't want to look like a bitch. So.
Oh, not but, when Willow.
Oh.
When
oh,
Giles
when they were crying
and,
together?
Yeah.
Oh, no, when they get
that
the phone call
yeah,
and Willow is crying, I was like, bitch.
Yeah, that was a touching, like, yeah, even though I haven't seen it before, like, that kind of just felt like a powerful moment in itself. But also when Giles walked up to Angel and like dipped that bat in the fire.
Yeah, when he sets fire to the table and then takes the bat and it's like he spins it around his whole, he did a 360 with that bat and then it caught fire. I was like, damn, resourceful.
Giles
Buffy would have never done that. She would have stood outside, walked in, traded like witty quips with him and then been like, missed every hit and then been like, but one day Giles was like, I do not have time for the fuck shit. I'm over it. You killed my bitch. And then laid her in his bed.
Honestly, at the very beginning my first note is that I always feel like somebody's watching me song. But after that, when the picture that he made of Buffy was inaccurate. And I was like, well, who's this bitch? But it was Buffy. But when Willow pulled the fish out of the envelope, I was like, what kind of psycho shit Do you know how hard it is to catch a fish? Because I didn't see a net. So this nigga had to reach his hand into the sink and catch all those fish one by one. He didn't crush them. So he had to wait for them to fucking die and then sew them together so she could pull them out as like one cohesive unit from the envelope.
Well, I don't think he sewed them together. I think he just took the like the needle.
Like he threaded
poked,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's in order so to have boring. Intact fish, he had to let that like wait for them to die. There was no puddle on the floor. She wasn't suspicious until she saw the envelope. So he had to clean it up. Like just
he was very patient, methodical.
That would have made this possible are actually probably more psychotic than the idea that he was like, I'm going to kill this bitch fish and put him in an envelope.
Do you think he was disappointed by her lackluster response to it?
He was like, damn, I wish she did have a dog. Gotta tie his feet together.
I would have killed that puppy.
Drusilla with that dog
Miss Sunshine.
Feeding it to, trying to feed it to Spike like an airplane was fucking fantastic. Drusilla's the best.
The yes. first scene when Buffy is sleeping in the bed and Angel Dead, at first he's watching her and it's like, okay, there's no way you don't see that big hulking man standing yeah. outside your window. Then he opens the window and comes in and it's like, okay, there's no way you, with Slayer senses no less, didn't hear that window open. And then he lays in the bed to draw the picture. I put, damn, she sleeps just like Anissa do. I mean, if we get in bed and draw a picture of Anissa and she'd be like, and I'd be like, hey, it's a whole nigga. How did this happen?
You want to know what we should do? Well, Nicole's good at drawing. Hey, Nicole, you're going to draw this up.
Break
Nicole,
into my home and draw a picture of Anissa.
You don't need to break in. You can let Nicole
no,
in.
No, no,
no. That's
no.
not fun.
It
she
adds
needs
to
break
point.
In. Now you will have to break in through the doors. The windows in our room don't open. The window in our living room opens, and I know so because my cat fell out of it.
What?
Yeah.
I told you that. Luna fell out a window.
And she has not
fell
been
into the neighbor's
since.
Yard.
Okay.
I think she has PTSD. Like, I think cats can get that now because sometimes she'll pass the window and she stops and she stares and then she looks down and then she looks at me and I'm like, what's wrong, mama? And she's like, eh. And then she walks away from the window and just like goes and sits.
Frank gets that way when he sees Nicole.
Oh, right. Shit.
There's, hey, listen to Mostly Speaking Sentai to get that joke.
When Jenny calls Willow's name in the classroom, James went, Willard. And I wrote, did you guys know Will Smith's name is Willard Smith? It's not William.
It is?
It's Willard. Yeah. Willard
nice.
Smith the second.
That's
I think.
Fancy.
He is a good genie.
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
I don't intend.
It's
I'm kind of
good.
Excited. I love Disney movies. So like I'm into this like reboot that they're doing, but only partially because after Maleficent, allegedly
so
what they were going to do is follow up on the other Disney villains. And I was really looking forward to that because Ursula is my bitch and her backstory is great. Also, I would want to know more about like Scar and, you know, like just all the other villains, and they're not doing that. They're redoing like Dumbo. Like, did Dumbo really sell that well when it first came out?
I don't know who's asking for a Dumbo remix,
exactly.
but they're
like,
not
I don't
invited
give a
to my
fuck
birthday.
About
it's
this
racist.
Elephant.
Apparently, Dumbo was a racist film. I haven't seen most Disney movies. So.
A lot of older Disney movies.
But you know
are
what
racist.
I did see? Camp the Fuck Rock.
Same.
Did you see number two?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Did you see Princess Protection?
You know I saw
yes,
Princess
I
Protection
did
Program.
Too.
I bought that shit on iTunes with my mama debit card. She was mad as fuck. She was $15.
God damn
it. And then they
Lovato.
Did that song. They did, we're one in the same. We're one in the same. We're anything but ordinary. Don't be afraid to join in, guys. What?
You know I don't know
in
lyrics.
Was Camp Rock
that was Princess Protection
High
Program.
School Musical for emo kids?
No.
Yeah.
I
for
would say
edgy
that.
Kids.
It was just like next generation High School Musical, but it was like a mid thing because I was High School Musical, but also Camp Rock.
I should not have been either.
You know,
correct.
But then I got into Demi Lovato when I was like 19.
I wish I could have got into Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
I don't wish that now. I think she's like, you know, she'd be doing some stuff that I'd be like, what's going on?
Kind of miss Sunny with a Chance, to be
oh.
honest.
So good.
Yeah. I just knew that like something was going to happen and the stars were going to align yeah. and I was going to be on Sunny with a Chance. And I remember the first time I like indefinitely stopped speaking with my cousin, it was because she was like, you ain't going to be on no Sunny with a Chance. You lame as hell. And I was like, you are dead to me. And you know what? She was right. I wasn't on Sunny with a Chance and I am lame.
That's not your fault though, because it was cut short due to issues that Demi Lovato has.
I also wasn't doing anything but flunking all of my classes. Like, it wasn't like I was putting myself out there.
Yes, you were. You were on Tumblr. You were cracking the skins.
I don't think I was on Tumblr yet.
What in high school?
I wasn't having sex yet either.
No, cracking the skins.
I knew you meant drums. I just thought it was a funny joke.
I totally thought cracking the skins was a racist term.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
You actually came in on a great episode. Like, you saw Giles being the most dad Giles. You saw Joyce flip-flop like she normally does.
Joyce is Grace, if you're unaware.
Nope, Joyce is Joyce.
James just calls her Grace
James
for
just
some
calls
reason.
Her Grace.
Because I accidentally said it in my head and out loud once, and then I said, ah, fuck it, I will keep going with this.
She was confusing me, because at first it was kind of coming off like, oh, yeah, she actually is a caring mother. I think maybe it was a little...
That scene where she defended, like, when she was like, Angel, you gotta get the fuck away from my kid.
Yeah.
You almost thought that she cared about her.
Yeah.
I wrote that down. Like, I was like, she's being such a great mom in this scene with the groceries. And then the very next time we see her, she's like, look, I know your nigga's so crazy that I just almost called the police on him, but right now is the perfect time to lecture you about losing your virginity. Which leads me to a question that I have. Did you guys ever have the talk with your parents?
I don't think I ever did.
Mine was very... brief. Like, she was literally like on the ride home, and she's like, hey, do you know what sex is? And I was like, yeah. She's like, do you want to hear about it? And I was like, nah, I'm okay. That was my talk.
My mom told me, hey, this is how pregnancy works, like the fallopian tubes, all of these things. I know I said that slightly wrong.
I was about to say, I do not think she educated you properly.
Fuck off. You know,
the fallopian tubes, the humerus.
And so I knew about all of that stuff, but I was never given the talk of like, hey, when you like start liking someone, maybe hold off. But I learned that on my own.
I almost got the talk from one of my former girlfriend's moms.
Oh, no.
When she came in during.
Oh, no.
Corey be like, fucking.
I think.
Corey be fucking. Corey be fucking.
I think that's where like a huge amount of my anxiety came from, was that moment, because now I assume the Corey worst case scenario does happen.
Corey hasn't heard that episode. If he had, he would have loved it.
Making a thing squirt and fought.
One time my mom sat us down and made us watch a YouTube video of a man with a bandana over his face talking about how he purposefully gave women HIV. And I mean, that's the closest I came to the talk.
Oh my God.
And you know, I've always been afraid that I'm going to contract HIV.
My mom told me where I could, like, bought condoms, put them in like a drawer. And she's like, if you need them, this is where it's at. My stepdad showed me a book of like what like general herpes looks like and like different STDs. And he was like, you don't want none of this shit, right? So make sure you use those condoms in the drawer. And then my dad, I was over his house and I was watching an episode of Teen Mom or some shit like that. And he's like, you know, when women start having sex, you could tell like they just like carry themselves differently. And
they
I'm like,
walk differently.
What?
I've been told.
And I was like, what? And he was just like, yeah, you know, when women take that step, is like something in them changes. And he's like, and you have to be aware of, you know, I'm not really sure how he correlated like sex and like just it will trigger your maternal instinct.
Just call
your
dad and ask him to give you the talk.
Have babies.
I'll do that with my dad right now.
And I was like, what?
You know what? You do it and I'll do it.
This happened literally maybe like 2 weeks after I had lost my virginity. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
well,
you
knows.
Had the TV moment.
And I was
that was
like,
going to be my next question. I was going to be like, did your parents know when you lost your virginity?
I didn't think that he knew, but like the way that he brought it up, I had watched Teen Mom there before. We'd never had that talk. Like, it was very, very strange. And my first time was so traumatic that I was just like, oh my God, Poppy knows that I had to fucking run to fucking Walgreens and get a Plan B because this stupid
you, like,
nigga didn't realize that like the condom broke.
And like your bra and some like skinny jeans just running to CVS.
I'm not sure that I had pants on.
Okay, well.
Like, I was so horrified. Like, oh my God. My first time was just a shit show.
Did you know you can take Plan B for 5 days? You have 5 days.
I think they...
Oh, now?
Like... Yeah, that's okay. Now, because when they first came out, it was only 72 hours, and they're like, and we can't guarantee it after the first 24.
I like
24.
That Plan B lets you, like, they have downloadable updates. Good for them. They're like, bump it up to the new, the 12.1. James, did your parents know when you lost your virginity? Like, did they just see you and know?
My parents didn't know that as a 16-year-old that I hitchhiked across state for a weekend.
You always got some stories when it comes to sex. Why can't you just have regular sex?
So I'm saying they did not know when I was having sex.
Little Corey, little baby Corey.
I don't think so. I don't think my mom, I mean, I think she had her suspicions, but she's never confronted me on anything.
That girl's mom didn't call your mom?
No, surprisingly not. So literally that
girlfriend
whole...
What?
Was she white?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. That's why she didn't call your mom. Yep. Got it.
So, yeah, no, I literally, like, after that happened, I just, like, kind of sat in her bed for, like, 5 minutes in silence.
That's crazy as hell.
Sitting in your sweat.
I was like, I think I gotta go. Like, I don't, I'm too anxious to stay in this house knowing that your mom just walked in on that.
My girlfriend's mom never called my mom about it. And it wasn't even like she walked in on us because they never like came upstairs. We used to just have insanely loud sex, not even because it was so good. I just thought that you should be loud during sex because she was loud. But literally at one point, oh, it's so embarrassing. We weren't even moaning. We'd just be yelling. Like, we'd be like, ah! Just, like, screaming in each other's mouths. And I don't know why. Why were we doing that? It's so bad. Oh, God. How would you ever believe that that was a real orgasm? I literally would just be there like, ah!
My dad, come to think about it, after I had sex for the first time, he came to me and was like, there's just like a nice glow about you now. That did not really happen.
What? No.
My mom knew because I got a yeast infection and I was like, you know, I had never had one before. But my girlfriend was like, oh, I see you got some whipped cream in your fridge. And I was like, yes, my mom's. And she was like, can I use some? And I was like, we're having sex. What would you need the whipped cream for? And then she like just doused my vagina in whipped cream. Did not get it all off, but I was dumb and didn't go shower. Because I think that was the time my mom came home as, I don't know, we were doing weird sex stuff that I don't like to think about and would love to get like my brain bleached to never remember it. Oh, it was so bad. And she made hash browns. And my mom was like, why'd you make hash browns and wrap them up and put them in the Ziploc bag? And I was like, to keep them warm. It was a shit show. And she had to run out of my backyard so my mom wouldn't catch us. Anyway, fast forward. I got a yeast infection. And I was like, my lady bits are like really like itchy and producing stuff. And I've never had this. And she was like, you need to call your sister and have her take you to the store. If it's a sex reason, you need to go get Monistat. And I was like, no, girl, I'm a virgin. I still have my purity ring on. I wasn't. But I had my purity ring still because I gave it to my girlfriend to be like, you know, you took my virginity. Like, I want you to have this. And she said, no, and gave it back. No, I cried for so long.
Again, guys, I've said it. Just when you think TC is running out of embarrassing, just petrifying stories, we get some new ones.
Heartbreaking moments. And like that girl, like, essentially cheated on me, and it was not as painful as her giving me back that purity ring. She said, bitch, I don't want your whack ass pussy. Take the shit back.
Oh, man.
Frank
might be eating cord, so I gotta watch him for
Frank,
a second.
Frank, when did you lose your virginity? Was he a street cat?
No, I don't know. Oh. The people who had him before Nicole's family had him since a kitten, I think. And I think Frank's a virgin.
Oh, that's
virgin
very
ass
sad.
Nerd.
I was sad that my dog died a virgin. I felt bad for him. Imroff, RIP, and Relic too. But they wanted, like, Imroff was a purebred Mastiff, Italian Mastiff. And people would bet, how much do I gotta pay so that we could breed with your dog? I got two bitches. I was like, at first I was like, are you talking about like human women? But then I understood that bitches
a big market for that
was the dogs. And I was like, okay, because I have been very confused this whole time. But they wanted to breed him and they just never got around to it. So Imroff died a virgin. And me and mom were like, we feel bad. Like, should we take him to like, is there like doggy brothels or some shit? You know, like, should we take him somewhere when he was like starting to get like old?
So the line when Willow says you're still all he thinks about is, that's probably one of my gripes in the episode. I'd be like, I'm sorry, get out of my house. Get out of my house right now.
Yeah, I'm really.
Why would you say that?
Willow was so good up until that line. Like, that's not how many like actual like dangerous fucking assholes out there that have this like obsessive stalkerish attitude and to have people rationalize it as, well, at least he's thinking about you. Like, that's fucking moronic.
Like, was that supposed to be like, oh, how poetic? Like, no, yeah. The episode, we get it. We get it. Why would you say that? I'd be like, you're a terrible friend and get out my house. Get yeah. out. Walk home. And you can't have any garlic and you can't have a steak and you can't have a cross and you can't have holy water. I hope you die.
Can I ask a question about crosses?
Mm-hmm.
If a cross is upside down, will it still ward off vampires?
I've never seen it, but I mean, I would assume so. Okay. I think it's just what a cross represents.
All right.
Because they can't touch them at all.
Hey, guys, I'm safe.
So for this episode, Jenny just stopped doing her hair, huh? She's just like, when Buffy is doing that thing where she's like, he misses you, her hair is all over her head. She's like, I'm about to die in a few minutes, fuck it.
Well, because I think she was kind of disheveled trying to get back to school after buying that crystal ball.
Angel has to be silent when he moves. Like, he just has no sound when he moves. How did he break into her whole ass classroom?
He's a quick little guy.
Yes.
He skirts around, but tippy toes.
Okay.
But not even tippy toes, because then a little like high piano would be going off.
So I don't think I've done this in a long time. Scenes that I could rewatch a million and five times. The scene where Angel breaks into the classroom and ultimately kills Jenny is an amazing scene. I'm going to wait for James to come back because he's like doing his mixing board thing. And he had such a reaction to Jenny's death. Do you guys remember a few episodes ago when I asked you if you're like maybe like last season when I asked you if you liked Jenny?
Yeah,
that was maybe. What I was asking.
Okay.
I was like, damn, she gonna die. Y'all gonna be mad as hell.
This is what it sounds like when...
You worked really hard for this bit.
This is what it sounds like when Angel is tippy-toeing around.
That sounds like some Angelina ballerina shit.
Then how did no one hear him? Could you imagine Jenny's just so engrossed in the spell that starts happening and she's like, this is gonna work. This is gonna... But yeah, it was so, James, you seem to have the most physical reaction to Jenny's death.
Because I do enjoy Jenny. Yes, there are times, actually, no, even since the beginning, I've enjoyed her. That little dip, you know, a few episodes where she kind of backstabbed us all. But I enjoy her character. I love that she introduced us to techno-pagans. And I don't, fuck this show. Like, this show... Whenever you feel like, yes, this is a character I'm going to enjoy, they just fucking kill them off.
You know,
I thought you was gonna cry.
No, I was just super upset.
You jumped so hard that like I just
because you don't expect. He's going to snap her neck, of course. Or it just seemed like he was going to kidnap her, and that was going to be the bait.
That also was a thing that I liked because I think it's very much like what I appreciate about this episode is that literally he did all of it just to hurt them. He could have easily fed off of her, and he's like, "No, I'm gonna just snap her neck."
Yeah,
that nigga crazy as hell.
No, it wasn't just I'm going to snap her neck. It's I'm going. To taunt her, I'm going to ruin, in my mind, I think that I have ruined all the things that she's been working for that are to help me essentially get my soul back. Then I'm going to chase her through the school, snap her neck, take her to her lover's house, set up an entire like scenario, put my body in his bed. Angel is really fucking crazy.
He spent money on this too. He spent like
he bought roses.
Champagne.
Roses are not cheap.
Do you think he bought those?
Oh, he probably
stole
killed,
them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he probably killed the shop owner. That poor 7-Eleven worker now, who he went killed.
Speaking of shops, Jenny bought the whatever the fuck orb from
the orb
a magic shop. Yeah, that one. And then later, Drusilla shows up at the shop with the dog.
Miss Shunt Sunshine.
And
we love you, Miss Sunshine.
The owner recognizes who she is.
Yes.
So what relationship do the vampires have with that shop?
None. I think that they're just, these are well-known vampires. You know Angel, you know Drusilla, you know Spike. These are vampires that have been around for decades, centuries.
So just like how there are books, somehow there are books with entries of Angel, Drusilla, and Spike, that guy probably has those same books.
I would assume that because this, like, they know, because he said he knew Uncle Enyos. So I'm assuming if he knew Uncle Enyos, he knows about the curse that they did to Angelus, meaning he would know that prior to the curse, he had driven Drusilla crazy. So he knows about Drusilla.
Okay.
So, and also there was a picture of Drusilla in that book that Buffy saw in the Halloween episode. So if he's like also of the occult, he would probably have seen her.
Okay, so this has to do with just general knowledge and not any actual interaction between them.
And honestly, just if I saw a woman that looked like that, I'd gasp too. I'd be like, ooh, she's pale. Oh God, she's probably a vampire.
Pale and buff.
And also, this wasn't like a time where you could take service pets in the store. So I'd be like, well, first of all, ma'am, you look very sickly. Second, you can't have a dog in here. You have to take that dog out. You think she bit the dog and made it a vampire so it could live forever?
Oh my God.
Like Bunnicula.
That'd be so cute. Aww. I used to love that story.
I loved Bunnicula. I met the author at a Young Authors Association, and he's the chillest.
I met Maya Angelou.
Who?
Nah, you playing. You know who Maya Angelou is.
Yeah.
No, Corey, come on. You know who Maya Angelou is.
Yeah, of course I do.
I just don't understand if you're doing a bit or if you really don't know who Maya Angelou is.
This is usually what he does when he's trying to make it seem like he knows something.
Okay, I just couldn't imagine anyone not knowing Maya Angelou.
No, no, I'm saying he doesn't know.
Nah,
he's trying to make it
that.
Seem like he knows.
All right, get out of here. You need to leave.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Come back when you know Maya fucking Angelou.
Are they an actress of some sort?
Well, yes.
Drusilla,
she was in Tyler Perry's Madea's family reunion.
That fight sequence so fast. Like, I don't know if you noticed it because it was happening in the background, but Giles was beating Angel's ass. Then Buffy showed up and Drusilla is power walking with Spike
said,
in his wheelchair to get the fuck up out of there.
He be dropping dick off, but this is none of my business.
Yeah.
To run back to the scene where he's like two birds with one stone and teacher makes three. I wouldn't have run. I'm not running. Just kill me. Just do it. I don't even care how you do it. Literally just do it. I don't know, like, the anxiety I'd feel if I look back and a nigga was walking behind me and then he was jogging behind me and then he was full on running. I'd be like, okay, time out, time out. Go ahead.
She could have, with that mop station,
yes,
she could have, he comically busted right over that station, you know, the rolling.
Yeah, like that was funny.
Yeah,
I think that they threw that in to make it be like, oh, that's funny, and then lull you into a false sense of security. Because I will say the first time I saw it and he broke her neck, I was like,
oh, man.
Kudos
but damn, you jumped from like head to toes. I was like,
actually having the balls to kill off a main character like that.
Yeah,
because not a lot of shows.
But I think that that's one of the things that they're very good at. Where like, regardless of how many times you've seen it happen, they always kill someone that you're like, they wouldn't do that. But it makes sense because you have, well, they're mad at her, or her and Giles always have this like almost, and then Giles is mad at her, and then at the height of things, when Angel is at his worst, they make up. Like, it only made sense that Angel was gonna kill her.
Yeah, I think
Joss Whedon said, you ain't getting that nut, nigga.
That it's interesting how far Angel escalated, because there's a huge jump between I'm gonna kill Willow's fish and I'm gonna kill Giles' lover. Like, that's a big like disparity in like what he thinks is going to be hurtful. And like, I saw him, you know, you see him like look amused at their like pain when they find out that Jenny's died and stuff, but it's like, where, if you're continuing in this campaign to terrorize Buffy and drive her crazy a la Drusilla, where do you go from here? You know, like, where do you go from actual like killing someone?
Well, my thing with that is what he's trying to do is destroy her family.
Yeah.
And that, like, to make her go crazy like that. So from a writing standpoint, Jenny will do that, but it's not killing any of the main characters.
Right, it's not the new, but that's
you would
what
have
I'm
to do
saying,
the lover. Like, so like Oz would be next and then Cordelia, and then we'd start getting in like, I guess like,
but like Joyce, or
to me, Joyce
go?
Would be next,
Grace.
But you would have to do Giles before Joyce, because we're supposed to believe Buffy has a better relationship with Joyce than she does with Giles.
Wait, we are supposed to believe that?
I would assume so.
No.
I don't believe it, but I assume that like you're supposed to just think like, oh, that's her mom. She'd be devastated if she died. Whereas if Giles died, like she'd be devastated, but at least she still has her mom, then kill her mom.
I don't think so. I think it would actually be the reverse, because in terms of relationships, right, Joyce doesn't really understand the relationship that Buffy has with Giles. So if Giles were to die, Joyce would not be able to help really console her. But if Joyce died, Giles, who stepped in as this like paternal figure, would be the one to console Buffy. And then to have Giles die on top of that, I think would have been the most impactful, because now who am I supposed to lean on? When my mom died, I leaned on Giles. And so when Giles dies, I lean on...
Also, Joyce would be a terrible person to lean on. She'd be like, well, Buffy, if you weren't so irresponsible, he wouldn't have gotten staked.
Yeah, like, you can't rely on Xander because he's a buffoon. You can't rely on Willow because she's naive and sensitive and probably crying harder than Buffy. So she really doesn't have anybody to lean on outside of Giles.
I think that... What's her real name?
Cordelia.
Cordelia, I think, might actually be good.
A good next?
A good, like...
No, a good, like, someone to help you grieve.
What I will say is Cordelia's always there. Like when they were like, oh, can you give us a ride to Giles? And she's never like... those are the moments where she's not like a bitch.
Yeah.
Corey, you got some notes? We're doing that thing again where we have a guest and they just are not involved.
Oh, hi.
Do you know who Maya Angelou is yet?
Oh my God.
Get the fuck out. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No,
man said he don't know Maya Angelou. That's crazy as hell.
That insane.
Like, who is Maya Angelou? Hold on.
Maya Angelou was like she was a poet and an author. She was an actor. She did play a character in one of Tyler Perry's movies. She gave a speech about how you shouldn't wear booty shorts.
Is there any works I'd be familiar
Still
with?
Still I Rise. She did in Still I Rise. I know why the cage bird sings. Okay.
It's just weird that in your school, they wouldn't have done at least... You went through all of high school, right?
How many times did you do second grade?
Fuck off.
My high school maybe had like 8 people of color in it.
Did you go to school in Chicago?
No, I went to school in Michigan.
Oh, Sag nasty, baby.
Like, we didn't get, like...
Is that Saginaw?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I was just guessing.
I don't know if this is a racial thing or not, but I know in the school I went to before I transferred to the high school that I started going to, we got Martin Luther King Day off at the schools before, but we didn't get it off at that high school.
That's insane.
They said, we do not acknowledge him. Yeah. Shit.
So we are not a fan.
My high school used to do Hands Across TF North, which was where the Friday before Martin Luther King Day, we'd all gather in the corridor and hold hands while they played the Dr. King speech over the over the intercom.
That's cool.
That's a little odd. Like, it's a little pandering-y.
Yeah, but like...
Did you have to hold people's hands?
Yeah.
I would
that
rather
might be,
by my senior year
that
would have
been a no.
Like, we'd
for
all
me.
Just like cross our hands or like touch elbows.
Okay.
I would rather that though, honestly, than to like have none of it.
I would rather probably just straight on racial warfare. On Martin Luther King Day, blacks versus whites, we're all just boxing in the middle of the corridor.
I'm actually not sure if Ignatius gave us Martin Luther King Day off.
Realized.
I can't remember, but Ignatius was not very generous with days off, so I don't know. I think in my entire high school career, the first snow day that we got was my junior year, and they hadn't had a snow day in 32 years.
Yeah,
like
snow
CPS
days,
was
like...
quick to be like, you guys don't gotta come, or like attendance isn't mandatory, like if it snowed too bad, like you can come, but like you don't have to and it won't count against you. Ignatius was like, I don't care if we are being occupied by a hostile military force. Don't look them in the eyes. Come inside and get your education. And it's like, okay.
Guys, the mom, Grace, was fine with her dating a college dude at first.
Yeah, until she had sex with him.
Yeah.
Then it was a problem.
Yeah.
I don't.
Which is...
I wouldn't want my daughter having someone with that big of a age gap.
Like, even if you think he's like a college freshman, your daughter's a junior in high school.
Yeah, she's underage.
Well, I mean, I guess she is 17, so like, I guess that's the age, I guess, of consent,
But they were
dating
still. At 16.
Right.
Well, I mean, to be fair, Joyce didn't know that because Joyce doesn't know Buffy because Joyce only cares about her gallery.
And Ted.
Well, she did care about Ted.
If you put a dead body in my bed, I would move out.
That would have been the first thing I set fire to. Then I would have came and set fire to your shit.
Yeah, but Giles has had demons around him and inside him.
If you put the dead body of my lover in my bed, I'm gonna have to move out.
You just turn over the mattress.
That's gonna be a
spick
no
and span
from me.
Hard pass on that.
That's the hardest pass.
You guys, I have a Lisa mattress, guys. You know how much those are?
Yeah, we have a Casper.
Yeah, probably
Luna.
The same
what
price.
What do we have?
Indigo. Yeah, they're fucking expensive.
It's one of those bed in the boxes.
Yeah, I'm not
bitch
getting
dumb
a new
comfy.
One.
That shit comfy.
Yeah.
Shit, you know, dumb. Sorry.
The mattress that I want to try is that purple mattress because I like all their commercials, which is, I am such a sucker for those. Instagram can sell me anything. Honestly, it's ridiculous. But like I watched all those commercials and I was like, that looks like a comfy ass mattress. I want
to
try it.
We're going to have to get a Mostly Speaking Sentai commercial. So then Anissa will maybe listen to the episode they were on.
Probably not.
Oh, man. Hey, we're getting towards the end. Does anyone have any pressing notes?
Fun fact, Angel was supposed to kill Oz.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, but they thought that he had promise as a character, so they decided to kill Jenny.
Damn, she ain't have no promise as a character.
I wonder if like Rabia Lamour did something that like Joss Whedon didn't like, and he was like, okay, I'll show you, bitch. Neck snapped.
I totally thought Angel was going to blow Spike in that wheelchair.
Yes.
There was just way too much sexual tension.
Unresolved. UST, as the fanfic kids say.
What?
You don't read fanfiction. You don't know Maya Angelou. What's going on?
I'm trying my best. I'm sorry.
It's a bad best. If this were a job, I'd terminate you, Corey.
I get it.
At the very least, I'd give you a write-up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Should just be a threesome.
Yes.
A throuple.
I actually have it written down, but Angela X Drusilla X Spike, because his name's Angela now.
Okay. I'm with it.
Oh, it's like a gender swap thing. Yes. The fanficers say gender bent, which might be a slur. I don't know. I don't think it is in fanfic. So who gonna check me? Ain't nobody gonna check me. Gender bent.
You know who is gonna check you?
Nobody. Oh, I'm gender bent. Now what? Now. Now. So my favorite line of the episode. Oh, our Giles knockout counter is at 5.
Woo.
Oh, did he get knocked? Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was almost burning.
Yes. Anyway, Giles says, I found a ritual to reverse the invitation. Cordelia goes, thank God. I had to talk my grandma into switching cars last night. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, because grandma was about to get murdered, too.
And also when Willow lets Giles in the house and he's like, oh, you know, she's like, oh, well, Buffy and Joyce are having the talk. And he's like, should I go up and say something? And Willow's like, well, what would you say? And then Giles hesitates. So Willow just opens the door and tells him to have a good night.
Yeah.
Good
luck. That was awesome.
Now, Giles had just gotten knocked out and Buffy then hit him with all her Slayer strength.
I guess
and
she
he
was like
didn't
frustrated.
Get knocked out that second time.
Yeah.
So
maybe she just hit
surprising.
Him hard. Because you remember when she hits him in Prophecy Girl and he does get knocked out. I think she just didn't hit him as hard.
Mm.
Maybe he didn't need to hit
but
him at
like,
all, but I get
he had
it.
Just been concussed.
Maybe he was just running on rage because he looked like he was about to beat her ass. He's like, the fuck are you here for, bitch? I will knock you out. She was like, nope, gotta hit you first, dad.
Angry Giles can get it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shit was beautiful. That like father-daughter thing, y'all. I wish I had a daddy.
Same.
Ah, man. What is that like, having a father?
What did Nicole just say?
Then you can have mine.
Is he white?
You don't want him.
I'm okay. I don't want a white dad. I want a dad who's like, this my little guy. Like, I just want my dad to grip my... You know how like, usually dads, and they be at Subways with their sons, and like if the son moved too far, the dad grip the side of his head, and like he pull him in. Dads always grip the sides of their kid's head, and I ain't never had that with my daddy, and I just want him to be like, this my little guy.
I don't think that's dad exclusive. I used to do that to Issa all the time. I think that's about kids. Like, nigga, come back here.
What my dad grip my hand, y'all? Wouldn't that be cool if my dad, he hugged me? What my dad hugged me, y'all? Wouldn't that be crazy? If he was like, Tavia, I love you and accept you for who you are. Come give me a hug, kid.
Being so quiet.
Yeah. I like to be quiet about my pain. No, I'm kidding, y'all. I don't miss my daddy.
Oh, man. 27 episodes of this podcast say otherwise.
And my therapist.
How's he doing?
We actually haven't gotten to my dad yet. We're doing, you know.
Making strides.
I said something a couple weeks ago. I was making some joke about, like, having an addiction to sex. And we were, like, he was like, well, what is, like, the correction plan for that? Like, what do you, like, if we're not going to talk about your sex life and your sexual experiences, how are you going to fix that? And I was like, probably just watch porn every night. And he said, you know, okay, so next couple weeks, great idea, long-term trash. And I was like, it caught me by such surprise that I busted up laughing. And I was like, damn, that was good. Now we're going to reset.
Hey guys,
watch porn all the time if I want to. I actually can't. Sometimes I run out of porn. Like Pornhub's like, we don't have any more, man. You were literally just here 6 hours ago. And I'm like, hey man, can I get a little more of that porn? Can I get a little more of that porno? Can I get some dicks and some breeding? And they're like, no, there's no more breeding. You want to watch two men in dog costumes fuck? And I'm like, no, man, I'm good. Have a good day.
Woo. I like this podcast.
I'm glad. I love it. Why'd you just whisper yiff? So you do like Yif, but you don't like Maya Angelou or whatever we just realized you don't know or like. What was the other thing?
Fan fiction.
You probably like Alicia Keys, don't you? You don't even know Alicia Keys, do you?
Is she on The Voice?
She might have been. I think Jennifer Hudson's on there now.
Hollering.
She did This Is a Man's World with the dude who did It's Not Unusual to Be Loved by Anyone.
I think I do like Tom Alicia Jones. Keys, actually.
Yeah. Oh, I have no idea.
Terrible taste.
I'm sorry.
She did This Is a Man's World with Tom Jones. And let me tell you something. Sometimes Jennifer Hudson be doing it. Now, then she did, they just did a live version of All in the Family and The Jeffersons. And she did the theme song to The Jeffersons. And she don't always be doing it. But, you know, when she don't be doing it, I like to think of the time she was doing it. Remember when she was in Dreamgirls?
I mean, I've seen the movie, but I don't remember.
Wow, James
is Maya
the only person
Angelus
in the
room we're still talking about.
Nope, this is Jennifer
you know
Hudson.
What, guys?
Dreamgirls is when Eddie Murphy's in that, right?
Mm-hmm. And Jimmy want a rib.
He
Jimmy
does
want a steak.
The
Jimmy
dubbing.
Want a piece of your chocolate cake.
The dubbing. He's like the first person to do his own overdubs.
Have you ever seen Eddie Murphy's Raw and Delirious?
I know I've seen bits when Terry Ripley, then you say Terry Crews.
Terry Crews?
He would watch it.
Did he think it was funny?
Possibly.
It's hard to get people that think that's funny in this climate. God, a heterosexual man says faggot a few times at the expense of gay people and then makes jokes about AIDS and all of a sudden.
This
no,
was.
I watched it with my first girlfriend and the first joke he makes, he's like, I move around a lot on stage because I got one rule. Faggots can't look at my shit. Can't no faggots look at my ass. And Lily went, that's not funny. And I was like, it's going to be a long hour and a half. Like the first maybe 30 minutes is him making jokes about gay people. And there's one like he's just going through TV shows and he's like, oh, what if Ed Norton and Ralph Cramden? He's like, y'all ever seen The Honeymooners? Have you all ever seen The Honeymooners before I continue through?
No. I know I have, but not in a while.
He's like, what if Ed Norton and Ralph Cramden were faggots? And like, that's the bit. It's him going through TV shows being like, what if these people were faggots? What if these people were faggots? And then he goes on to be like, oh, you know, you got to be careful with like your girlfriends have these gay friends because they go to clubs and they kiss them on the lips and come home with that AIDS on their lips. And at the time, I bet it still wasn't funny because it was like the AIDS crisis was going on, but it has aged even worse. Like, people do not think that shit is funny. I haven't watched it in a long, like probably since not 2013 or probably not since 2013 because I don't want to not think it's like, I just want to just hold on to it for a little bit.
Okay. So you are at the stance of like, you wish you knew people who could at least have a suspension of disbelief, if you will.
Well, here's the thing. I think if I watched Eddie Murphy's Raw and Delirious with someone that was like a straight, cishet, like white person, and they were like, oh, this man's funny as hell, I'd be like, it's interesting that you think this is funny because I know that if I watched it now, I wouldn't think it was funny. Like, I don't think AIDS jokes are funny now, but when I saw it for the first time at like 9, I was like, yeah, AIDS is so funny. But at 23, I'm like, that was in poor taste.
As a
child, that was in poor taste.
I'd seen this because my parents, when they separated in their feud, my dad did everything to piss my mom off. I'd see rated R movies. I'd listen to unedited music, blah, blah, blah. So I saw Ron Delirious. Now, Tavia's experienced my dad's dad, who is a very rambunctious. He calls people dick lickers and all kinds of shit, like real crazy. I didn't know that faggot was a slur as a child because I heard it so often.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. I don't want to tell this story, but I started it already. Okay. So I remember after spending an extended amount of time with my dad and my grandfather, I went back home to my mom. We were out. My mom used to live. We used to hang out a lot in Boys Town, right? And my mom... I was like, what are you looking at? And I was like, oh, look at those little faggots kissing.
Oh, Jesus.
And my mom was like, I'm sorry, what? And I was like, Mom, look, the faggots. And she was like, Anissa, please look. And like, as you all know, I don't have volume control. As a kid, it was much worse. Everything I said was loud. Everything was like flamboyant. And I didn't mean
faggy?
Any harm. I really didn't. But I was like, look at those faggots. And they like turn around. And my mom's like,
were they gay men?
Yes.
Oh, God. I just thought they'd be heterosexual people and you just didn't understand.
No,
wow, this is bad.
I knew that it was
shame.
Gay people.
That's all pointed at her. Shame.
But I didn't know.
Shame. Come on, Corey. Shame.
That faggot wasn't
shame.
Interchangeable.
Shame.
You don't
shame.
Even get that reference. Shame. You don't watch Game of Thrones.
That's the one episode I saw before the series finale. Where she has the bell and Cersei is naked.
Anyway,
please, guys, it was funny. So there's a bit where he's telling about his childhood and how him and Charlie used to take baths together. And he's like, you know, when you're a kid and like bath time is like imagination time. And I'd have my little Joe in there, my little G.I. Joe. And I'd be like, G.I. Joe is swimming in the water. And now he is going in the cave to see where the bubbles came from. Because he was like farting in the water, making bubbles. And he'd be like, and then G.I. Joe got stuck in the water. And he go in the cave and he got stuck because he has G.I. Joe's head in his ass. And I understand as I'm telling it, that's not funny. And then he was like, and then Charlie shit in the water. And he was like, and then the big brown shark came. And that was so, no, that joke doesn't age. That's
hilarious. Oh my God.
Wait.
So to add to the fun, Charlie Murphy shit in the bathtub and then was using the piece of poop as a shark.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yes, this is a good joke.
Really makes up for all the faggot stuff.
Yeah.
Does it? Interesting.
You walked right into that.
I can edit it to make it be different.
Why
can
you just
edit
say it like that? Why don't you just say I can edit it out?
No,
can superimpose what I said to make what I said don't what I said when I said it.
That is not how I said it
and
at all.
The big brown shark came. Such a good bit.
But the reason I told that super embarrassing story is that if you want somebody to watch this again with, my grandfather and my dad would be excellent choices.
No, because what if he's like, yeah, I do hate faggots. I'd be like, oh, I have to go home. I don't think he would, but you never know.
Yeah, no.
Like maybe my mom even. I don't think so. I've never heard her say it.
Like my grandfather wouldn't say that he hates faggots.
He's a pretty man. There's just a thing about grandfathers. Like my granddad was pretty. He's dead. But you know, when he was alive, granddads are just pretty. Maybe it's just that age bracket.
I don't know.
Very pretty.
I don't know if I'd say both of my grandfathers
like, he's got a very,
ended
like,
up being like
tender face and very
womanizers.
Light eyes. And I'm like, because he's pretty.
Yeah. Women, especially.
My granddad was like, you think I have this face and I'm not cheating on my wife with several women? Hell yeah, I am.
Getting it, Dab.
I think my grandfather just told.
Look at this generation. Ugly. I'll never be somebody's pretty grandfather. I'll just be somebody's fat face ass granddaddy with a coochie.
Hold on. Oh, get healthier, dude.
Oh, man. I almost pooped.
Oh,
this
geez.
Is the latest we've done this.
One more time? What was that?
That my grandfather just told us that he wants to marry his like latest girlfriend. And she's been like his main girlfriend for like a while, but he never wanted to marry her because then he felt like then he really couldn't cheat.
I thought you met your mom's dad, and I was like, that's crazy as hell, because he's married to that woman. So he was like, well, now I'm ready to commit to the marriage.
Well,
and then I had to be like,
well,
no.
Abuelo.
He's not married to her?
Abuelo and Clara are married. There was a shotgun wedding. We didn't find out until afterwards. He called, and he's like, yeah, I'm married. And my mom was like, what? And he's like, oh, yeah.
And that's what my daddy did.
That shit was crazy. But when my grandfather and my grandmother were together, they were just common law married. And I found out after my grandmother passed that like my grandfather was never like faithful to my grandmother. And my grandmother was like, as long as you don't bring no kids and you don't spend no money at these bitches' houses, I don't give a fuck. Just make sure that the check comes here and that when your kids need you, you're available.
That is not what my grandma did. She waited until like my parents were, my mom was an adult. And I guess like she asked him in front of the kids and he was like, just to like respect you. Yeah, I was cheating on you. Don't ever do no shit like that in front of my kids again. And she was like, okay, sorry.
Nope. My grandfather does
not
give a
fuck. Shit like that again.
And like his current wife has the mentality of like a 15-year-old. So like my grandfather's always been he's always been in motion. He likes to dance. He goes out. He goes to the beach. He does this. He does that. He's got a lot of friends. And then they got married and she's like, well, you can't go to the beach. And he was like, why? And she's like, you can look at all these. They live in Miami, so
Miami.
As you know, it's all plastic surgery and like fantastic bodies and all that. And she's like, your eyes will fall out from staring at all these naked bitches. And he's like, those are my eyes. That's my problem. And I'm like, oh my God. But then, like, when we come into town, we're like, well, Clara, you stay at home. We're gonna take Willow out. And women flock to him. Young women, older women, like, we'll go out and dance. And he's just like, all right, a little salsa for you, a little merengue for you. Like, I got it. A little cha-cha-cha. He loves it.
I want to be an old man doing that on the beach. Be like, hey, you want a Millie Rock? What's up? You want a Dougie? Come here. Come Dougie.
I know
with
how
me.
To Dougie.
No, you don't.
It's this.
You're doing, you know when people double dutch and they double dutch double handed? That's what James is doing.
I'll tell you
fans.
What he's doing. Have you seen that video of that white girl doing that tutorial on how to Millie Rock?
Nope.
Okay, so there's a video of a white girl where she's teaching people how to Millie Rock, and I don't know what she's doing, but it's not Millie Rocking.
Wait, so I'm Millie Rocking.
You're not doing what you're saying you're doing. You're also not Millie Rocking. I would Millie Rock to show you, but I think that I'd have a heat stroke. So.
Yeah, guys, let's start wrapping up.
Corey, overall, final thoughts.
I love it. I mean, I'm obviously a fan of the show, and
of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Everyone is. Go on.
I was just going to say, what the hell,
I think
mouth.
You need to stop. I said what I said.
I think you can keep going. And I fight better than Tavia, so don't worry. I'll protect
damn,
you.
Said, you can say what you want to. I'll beat Tavia. It's been a really interesting day, y'all.
I got you.
But like,
damn, she's trying to beat my ass, y'all. Damn.
With this show, with this episode that I watched, it is a good show.
Looks like we found our fourth member.
Like, to just kill off someone like that important and just in just such a quick motion. Like, they didn't drag it out or anything. Like, that was good writing. So I'm going to watch this, actually.
It's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu.
I got Hulu.
$12 gets you commercial free, baby. Little baby Corey.
That's me. The littlest.
The littlest baby.
The tiniest. But Corey, what do you have to plug?
Check me out on my D&D podcast, Hit It and Crit It. We just recently added the Marshland Monster to it.
Yeah.
It's a evil campaign. We're trying to ruin the world. So it's great. It's great. Great fun, despite what TC says.
No, you know what? Listen. No, go on.
And guys, we've recorded two episodes. One, I just want to play more D&D. I'm so excited. It was so fun. The cliffhanger. Also, one thing about...
Niggas just be sitting at home like, I would love to play some solitaire.
I used to play solitaire all the time.
No,
listening.
I'm not gonna lie.
So did Tavia,
I love solitaire.
So, yeah. Yeah.
I would listen to Art is Dead by Bo Burnham on repeat in a room full of people with headphones on playing solitaire. And I should, like, looking back, I should have been like, oh, James, you are in a spiraling depression, because that's what that is.
Because you played solitaire? Because I've been playing solitaire my whole life. And if that's indicative of having depression, I get it.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, folks. If you play solitaire, you're depressed.
But also, the Art is Dead on repeat is...
I don't know anything by Bo Burnham.
It's a good song.
It is a good song, but I feel like he's a little pretentious.
D&D
now.
Is probably a good time. I'll never know.
But guys, it's super fun. Listen to Hit It and Crit It. It's so good. And you can listen to that and all my other podcasts, such as Mostly Speaking Sentai, I'll Get There, and This Movie's Gay, over on MLMPod.com. You can also donate if you really love this show, MLMPod.com/donate. It'll help us get an AC unit in this area.
It needs it.
Yeah.
Look, it need like 6 air conditioners. So you need to send 130 times 6.
I think our like $55 out of the 130 we need.
Get it.
And also Marshland Monster. That was my rap music. That's all I have. Oh, sorry. Listen,
TC's giving me a very angry look.
How'd you do that? We had Lil Corey and you ruined it.
Okay, listen.
I thought we was going to do it together, but then you just barreled over it.
Listen to my...
No,
it's,
you
it's
fucked
hot.
Up the whole vibe,
it's
man.
It's hot. Listen to my rap music. Marsh. Land. Monster. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
I thought James said yeah. I was like, he threw his voice. That's crazy.
You guys have things to plug.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Follow me on... I'm sorry.
Ooh. Follow me on Instagram @_AnissaMarie or at Twitter @MissValdez. Is that also an underscore? I forgot. Miss Valdez. Tweet me. You know, talk to me. Don't talk to me crazy. You know who you are. but, you know, I might talk to you back. I don't know. Maybe. That's it. Oh, and send me some money. Cash App. $ Anissa V24.
Follow me on Instagram @Tavia Oh, Jesus, help me. Follow me on Instagram at tavia.cw. Or if you want to follow my transition, follow me at Transitioning with TC. I'm coming up on top surgery, so if that's something you care about, feel free to follow me. Follow me on... Follow me on Twitter at Tavia_CW. They don't let you put a period, and I'm going to complain about it every episode, even when I'm mid-heat stroke. I'm stroking that thing. It's me, actually, just having a stroke.
We're stroking out.
Stroking and hitting the corn. Follow me on Tumblr and Snapchat at TShaliceW. Sometimes I never post on my Tumblr, but sometimes I post Anissa and I eating snack crates. We recently did Spain. It was pretty nasty and everything was ham flavored. And then follow us on Tumblr at What the Hellmouth Podcast for, biannual updates on this pod.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I've been James.
I've been Tavia.
And I've been Anissa.
I'm Dirk the Graveler.
And this is
What the Hellmouth.
Like, dead ass, you don't know who Maya Angelou is?
I'm sorry, I don't.
Like, swear to God, you don't know who Maya Angelou
my
is.
My hand to God.
That is insane to me.
I'm so sorry.
That's so crazy.
I didn't have a lot of good history on artists.
Don't let them bully you. Don't let them bully you about Maya Angelou.
Like, I'm not even trying to. I just didn't know there were people that just were just like, nope, don't know her.
Now, yeah, don't think I'm not in shock about the fact that you don't know who Maya Angelou is.
I'm almost pretty sure Anissa's going to beat my ass when we leave here for some reason. So I think that also, like, I'm confused as hell.
He doesn't know about this stuff because he was too busy playing Yu-Gi-Oh! G5 or whatever it was called.
I know people that play Yu-Gi-Oh! But also, like, knew who Maya Angelou was.
Hey.
I also went to school with a boy named Devion who would do Lilo and Stitch impersonations. And one time... so I was in third grade and I did this weird thing where I went to the bathroom. But when I went to the bathroom, I like stooped over the toilet and then like I pulled my pants down. But also I just kind of like held them, but like pulled them forward and I got pee all over my pants. So I went to my substitute teacher and I was like, oh, there was like the water fountain was broken. And she was like, are you sure? And I'm certain I smelled like piss. she was just like this really sweet black lady. And she was like, the water fountain was broken. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, OK, well, I'm going to send you to the like principal's office to go get some like they had like replacement pants for some reason. I guess tons of kids were pissing themselves because they were playing in the bathroom. And when I went to the bathroom, they were like, well, what happened? And I was like, Devion squirted me with his water bottle. I don't know why or what compelled me to lie on that boy, but they suspended him and then I never saw him again. Devion, if you're still alive, I'm so sorry. And if I could go back in time and just be honest and tell them I pissed myself, I still wouldn't. I would still tell them that you did that for no reason.
So the Lilo and Stitch thing had nothing to do with this story.
I think that it just annoyed me.
Okay.
And I think that like the more and more he'd be like, Ichibaba. I was like, one day I'll get my comeuppance. And you know, I think he might have been killed. So,
ooh, that's a way to go out on a podcast. See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
But if you are still alive, I'm sorry. I'm a bitch. Sorry.
Immediately it goes on. Hey, boys, that's bloopers.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
I don't give a damn about my reputation. Living past the new generation. It's inconsistent. I don't give a damn about my reputation.
Oh, and I'm the one who doesn't know song lyrics.
I saw him dancing there by the Yes, You Are.
Yeah, and so are you.
Knew he must have been about 17. Which, like, why would you still fuck with him?
Wait, that's a different song.
It's the same artist.
Yeah, but it's still a different song.
Hey, how loud are my headphones? I hear you everywhere. I hear you like through my breasts. And understand.
You're number two?
I'm number one. Two is not a winner, and three, nobody remembers.
What about now?
Well, now I can't hear anything. A little more. That's good. That's good. That's good. What if it's exactly where it was before?
It's not. I forget that I was keeping the... It doesn't matter.
You'd be like, James, I don't care about the technicality. I just want to know if we can fuck it, do it live.
No, I'd let you talk, but I would not listen. And I think that that's friendship. Just sometimes listen. You just got to let your mans go and got to be like, hell yeah, bro, that's crazy.
All right. On today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
In today's episode of
I can't do that.
Yeah, why would you? Kendra, the Vampire Slayer, is gone.
Okay. You fucked us. You absolutely fucked us.
It's a dream.
No, don't say that.
I'm kidding. Unless there was like a DP thing.
Dr. Pepper?
It was just so gentle.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper is the worst, but I think it's because it's got that heavy cherry flavor. And I don't like, I can't drink cherry. So when I drink Dr. Pepper, I get nauseous.
Actually addicted to it.
There's a battle rapper who says to his opponent, "You the type to get nauseous off eggs and put ketchup on Franks." And I think about that a lot. Like, is that an insult? Like, what if he just gets nauseous off eggs? And you should put ketchup on your hot dogs. And I know everybody in Chicago goes, "You put everything on your hot dogs but ketchup." But no. And you know what? That was a New York accent. But I really would like to plead my case here.
I swear to God, I thought I was the only one that actually put.
Yeah, I think like, ketchup is great.
Yeah, I put it on
especially
too.
Especially like on Kogels and shit.
And then you what? Eat with chopsticks?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and then you put some potato salad on it.
I just saw a video where I had recorded myself watching you do that.
When?
And it was on my Snapchat, and I was like, "Oh my God, my manager is putting potato salad on a hot dog bun." I can't because I'd have to screen record it because I put it on my Snap story, and Corliss responded was like, "Oh my God, who?" And I was like, "Fucking James," and she was like, "What the fuck?" But it was all in love.
When
we love you with the weird things you eat.
It was always a huge deal when it was something I had to tell new management. That, hey guys, I eat everything with a fork and a knife, because whenever we would get food as just managers, it would immediately, their minds would stop and say, what is going on right now? Why is James eating a potato chip with a knife, a fork? Okay, let me see if I can get through this intro.
How come you just don't dab on the plate with your tongue when you eat chips?
I do, but I don't do that in public. Thing. Because people, also I'm afraid of my hair falling into the food.
I actually personally love to just forego eating with my hands and just using my tongue, because then people are like, "Oh, I know you eat pussy." And that's very important to me. That's actually like a characteristic of mine. I don't have anything real to offer to people. I didn't go to college and I'm not very smart, but I do eat vagina and I am gay. And black. And I mean, that's basically my personality.
Nice. Dabbing.
And see, that's how we know you're white. You had to announce it. And you're not doing it. You're doing like a weird...
Well, I can't. The microphone's in the way.
One hand is hailing
Hitler. You should do the backwards,
and the other hand is like doing a self-asphyxiation thing.
Does not care. Okay. On today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Passion, we learned that on the Hellmouth, laying I love
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ.
saying I love
on
you.
On the Lellmouth, laying I love you is a left lentence.
Okay.
So like we... If you ever do that again.
No. I thought there was a lull and I was going to say, you said you wanted to do this.
Yeah, you always say to me, you have to give it time. I give it time and you go, bitch. There's no pleasing you.
Never gonna be satisfied.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Did I sound just like Rick Astley?
That was very, very close.
Okay, let me do it one more time. Can you put some auto-tune on it right now? I need you to go into
okay,
the future.
Okay, the first one doesn't have auto-tune, but the next one will have auto-tune.
I didn't want to do it again. I was just like doing a bit.
Oh,